Is it okay to let go of longtime friends in recovery? Why letting go can be important. Not only do you need to stop doing negative things, but you also need to consider carefully about who you invite into your life. It could be hard to let go of people you've known for a long time. You could feel bad, unhappy, or even question if you're being too hard on yourself. If those friendships were based on drinking, using drugs, or doing activities that make it hard to stay sober, it might be wise to take a break to take care of yourself. It's normal to want to remember the good times. The jokes you told, the late-night discussions, and the comfort of being with someone who has known you for a long time don't just go away. On the other hand, keeping the friendship the same could make it tougher for you to get better than it needs to be. How to set boundaries instead of cutting off. Think about this person and ask yourself, what part did they play in your previous behaviors, and what part do they play in your recovery now? That's a sign that being around them often leads to temptation or dangerous situations. That doesn't mean they're a bad person, though. It only means that your priorities are changing and staying sober has to come first. You don't always have to entirely stop talking to someone. You can draw lines. It could mean not seeing them as often, not talking about certain things, or not being alone with them in areas that make you feel bad. If you change the way you talk to someone, it doesn't mean you don't like them. You're just taking care of yourself and finding better methods to connect. Coping with guilt and emotions. It won't be simple. You can feel bad about what you did, doubt yourself, or worry about how they'll react. You could feel less overwhelmed if you talk to a therapist, a sponsor, or someone you trust about it. Talking about what you're thinking might sometimes help you comprehend things better. Potential for future friendships. And who knows? In the future, there might be potential for a new form of friendship. That's fine. Things won't be precisely the same as they used to be. If the connection lasts, it shouldn't get in the way of the life you're developing now. Sometimes, the best thing you can do for yourself is to get out. Your number one goal should be to get better. Letting go doesn't mean you are leaving someone behind. It means you're selecting a life where you can do well and where your health and happiness come first. Getting professional support. It can feel great to take a break. It makes room for new people, things, and friends who will help you grow. You might feel lighter, calmer, and more focused on what you desire in life. You don't have to figure out what to do on your own if you're not sure. Deluxe Treatment Center can help you learn how to set limits, deal with your feelings, and make relationships with people who truly want to help you get better. Letting go once in a while is okay to keep oneself secure.